Now, there is a special story and a special storyteller in our community. And he wanted me to let you know that this is the story of something that happened to him fairly recently.
Just hang in there, fellas. I'll be with you shortly.
Good. This is Dennis Probst. And I'm going to bring this.
Hello, everybody. It's been a pleasure to be with you all this afternoon, this evening. And I hope you find that my little experience is kind of interesting. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew in a flash, tore open the windows and shot up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of noontime to objects below. And what to my wondering eyes did appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeers, along with a driver, so nimble and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he shouted and he whistled and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, they mount to the sky. So to the rooftops his coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a moment I heard on the roof the dancing and prancing of each tiny hoof. As I pulled in my head and was turning around, down the chimney came St. Nicholas with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A sack of toys he had flung on his back. He looked just like a peddler opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up in a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stem of a pipe he had clamped in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. He spoke not a word, but with a wink of his eye and a nod of his head, he gave me to know I had nothing to dread. And he spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings and then turned with a jerk, and placing a finger alongside of his nose, with a flip of his head, up the chimney he rose. He strode to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. And I heard him exclaim as they flew out of sight, "A Merry Christmas to all, and to all good night."
Thank you. That was some adventure you had. Would you like to come back to your seats? You can.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Four, three, two, one. Oops.
There we go. For the meditation today, I'd like to invite you to watch a video created by a colleague, singer-songwriter and Unitarian minister, Wendy Luella Perkins. She was inspired by the poem we just read by Sophia Lyon Foss and created this song called Every Night, a Holy Night. After the video, we'll have a minute of quiet for reflection.
Calm, all is bright on this snowy silent night, and the angels sing every night a child is born is a holy night. All is peaceful, bathed in light on this starry, beauteous night, and the angels sing every night a child is born is a holy night.
The symbol of the star is about shining light that heralds the birth of a special child. That child would grow to be a wise and courageous man who would stand up for others, whether women, children, the poor. Each child who's born is a special child. Each one of you, the night you were born, was a holy night. Night has fallen. Stars beckon in an indigo sky. Somewhere, a baby is being born. Tonight, the world lazes in a love of goodness, while glories stream from heaven afar. God of our understanding is meeting us tonight, where we are. So be not afraid and be of good cheer. We wish you, each and every one, a very Merry Christmas. The hopes and fears of all the years have been met, so rest beside the winding road and hear the angels sing.